Hey guys, welcome to Angler News South Africa, and this is another destination report of Mazepa Bay. I am your host, Vanessa Green, and this show is proudly brought to you by Angler Custom Apparel. If you are looking for customized fishing shirts or jackets, we are the guys to call. With over 8 years in creating apparel for over 100 fishing clubs, competitions, and teams, Angler Apparel are confident that we can make you look good on the water. Our garments are UV protected, quick dry, breathable, and the only brand that offers you a lifetime guarantee that it will never shrink or fade. Give us a call on 083-792-8977 or 076-043-9269 and we will get creating for you. Hey guys, welcome back. And this week on our Mazepa Bay report, it's actually more a thought for the day. So in this week's episode, we are doing something different because what we are doing with this episode is we are kind of introducing our next step of the podcast series. So guys, I must say the podcast series has grown exceptionally well. We are just merely 2 months old and we are reaching an audience that we thought we'd only get in within like another 6 months. So this is going exceptionally well, which already brings us to the evolution of it, which means we have some big news coming out very, very soon. And that news will be announced early next week. But for now, we are sticking with the podcast. And in this week's podcast, Owen has a very insightful thought for the day, where we are talking about how we've adapted to fishing, how he has started off, and we are talking about how we have become evolved with drone fishing. Now, I know we have a community out there that is all for drone fishing. I know there's a community out there that is against drone fishing. This is a matter of opinion, and this is what the show is about. However, this is Owen's opinion, and I would like to hear what you guys feel about it and what Owen's thoughts are by sending us an email or a WhatsApp or getting in touch with us via our social media pages with regards to what Owen has to say about this. And with that, I give you Mr. Owen Richter.
Well, guys, once again, it's me, Owen Richter, and a thought for the day. Listen, I've been fishing for many, many years, not just Mazepa, all around. And if I look back how we have adapted to what's actually happened in the industry of fishing, but same as life, we all adapted to life, to cars, to TVs, to houses, to shoes, to clothing, you can name, etc. Many, many things, to fishing. Listen, guys, you know, when I was still a youngster looking back at fishing, and I always used to look up at all these guys coming from Durban, Natal guys, some Eastern Cape guys, yes. They would come with their carts, and they would come and drop big baits with carts, with pen senators, with Dacron loaded onto the pen senators, big J hooks and markers and buoys and all kinds of stuff. Each guy had a different way of catching sharks with the carts. And we, I was a youngster, and I'd watch the local guy, might just cast a bait in with a little mackerel head with flipping thin little steel trace, and we can do a couple of big sharks and lose them and land some. But what I'm going to get to is how we adapted to the whole fishing industry, to the whole shark catching and stuff. And tell you guys a quick story here. Started all off, gentlemen, I was watching the guys coming to Mazepa, and they, years ago, you used to get a little ring with a little clip, not a clip like we know, a slide clip. It used to, it actually looked like a key ring. You know, the ring that you hang your keys on, and that you just put over your line through that same little gap, and that used to slide down the up and down your line. And that's how we started seeing guys catching, love catching Garrick and Cobbett and Mazepa with that, a lot of other places. And that used to be like a live bait clip. And then all of a sudden, this live bait clip used to now, the guys started casting further, bigger reels to cast with. And nevertheless, we started off with the 2040 Shimano's, or old 350 Daiwa's. Then came the SL50 Daiwa's. And then came the Toriums. And then came the Trinidad's. And then came the Saltigas, and we can carry on till the big shark tackle we're using now. Well, guys, then the guys started catching sharks with these clips, and all of a sudden came out your slide. So this is how we adapt. The slide came out, and the guys started sliding, getting burn-offs, catching bigger sharks, and adapting. Then the cart came back in, and everybody had a cart and flying a cart, and you're dropping bait, starting to catch bigger sharks, and it was all flipping hunky-dory. Everybody was excited. And nevertheless, then came the drone, guys. Don't forget, the drone came out, didn't make a hell of a knock straight away, but the guys that could get their hands on the drone, including myself, I got myself a Phantom 4 and I started doing some drone fishing and I started enjoying it. People that would come a long way from far to catch fish, now they stand a chance to go back catching a fish, where before, you guys know, we all pay the same fuel, we all eat more or less the same food and drink the same water, and you come to Mazeppa Bay, go back home, you haven't caught a fish. And this is where drone fishing came in, and we could also start catching a little bit more fish, not as many as you guys think. We, a lot of times I go out to the drone and I get a mumbaki, I catch naught. So it's like any other fishing, but close to my heart, the thought for the day, how we adapted to fishing, to drone fishing, and I still slide, I still use a cart, as you can't use a drone the whole time. And yeah, something I thought I'll tell you guys about is all the different stages and how we adapted to it, and we still cast baits out for sharks now and do different things off the nylon onto the braid, you know, stuff like it with the grinders. But nevertheless, gentlemen, another story for another day is all about the drones, and yeah, very hard sore one for the guys who do drone fishing and that enjoy it as much as I do and a lot of other guys out there. We do it for the love of the game. But yeah, have a great day and we'll chat again. I hope the thought of the day goes a long way. Remember, we adapt as life carries on, as life goes. We just adapt, and that's how life went. Straight to the drone, and now they want to ban the whole drone story. But nevertheless, for hook or crook, maybe something pulls through. Have a great day.
Owen, thank you very much for that. That, guys, is Owen's thought for the day. I would love to know your thoughts as well. So please let us know and make sure you send us your opinion on what you feel about us adapting to fishing, reaching the stages of drone fishing, and how you have adapted with your fishing tackle. So guys, like I said, next week, be aware for some big news that's coming out. It's the adapting of the podcast series on Angling New South Africa, which we are super excited about. And I'm sure for the success of our podcast series, you are going to love the next step of this. Guys, that was Owen Richter from Wild Coast Angling Tours. Please remember, if you are heading out to Mazeppa Bay, Owen is definitely the guy to call. So this is one of the features of Angling New South Africa. This one was Mazeppa Bay, but we will be bringing you more destinations on the show. So don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow from whichever podcast channel you are listening from. This feature was brought to you by Angler Custom Apparel. So don't forget, if you are looking for those customized fishing shirts, give us a call. Once again, for Angling New South Africa, I am Vanessa Green. Always remember, keep your fishing area tidy, respect the bag limits, and fish for the future.